Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. Today we're going to be talking about a subject that just about everybody, not all of us, but just about everybody is going to have an experience at some time or another if you're a homeowner. Now, some people are fortunate to live in their home, well, for their whole life. But in today's world, where change moves very quickly, it's not unusual for us to have a home, and then we've got to sell it. And in today's market especially, people are just holding their breath. How are they going to be able to move a house? How are we going to be able to sell this house if we have to move out of state? What can we do? Well, today I have a wonderful guest. Carla Woodhull is my guest, and Carla has done something that I just think is absolutely awesome. She has a DVD series that presents how you can stage your own home. Carla, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, Carla, I want a little bit of background on you. How did you get into this market? Because staging a home is a very, very special niche. And I think that many people might just throw up their hands and say, well, if my house is clean, this is fine. What was it with you that made you decide that this was going to be something you really wanted to get down and dirty with and helping people with their homes and their environments so that they could move them quickly?
Well, I've grown up in a real estate family. My father's been a real estate agent for about 30 years, so I've had the real estate bug, but I never wanted to actually get down and dirty and sell real estate. So I thought, hey, the next best thing is to assist him, as well as, of course, other agents, in helping get the houses sold quickly and for the best price. And I've always loved decorating and changing up things. So why not take the best of both worlds, put them together, and they created staging.
Now, where are you in Canada?
I am located in Ontario.
You're in Ontario. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Is the Ontario market experiencing the same kind of shifts because of economic recession as we are in the United States?
No, we did not get hit as hard as the U.S. did.
Okay.
Yeah, so we recovered fairly quickly after, and we've seen a big surge and a big increase in sales. In the last month or so, we've now seen it shift to more of a buyer's market. So this is where staging really comes into play now, because it's taking longer for the houses to sell. There's more inventory, where at the beginning of the year and even into last year, there was not a lot of inventory, so the houses were moving very quickly.
All right. So you have a very interesting situation. In our area, I've noticed, and I'm in the Pacific Northwest, I know we were hit very, very hard. And so people that wanted to move, especially if they were in military or something like this, I mean, we saw houses sitting around here for, my goodness, it was almost 2 years before they were moving. And now they're starting to move a little bit better. But still, it's pretty tough. And when you go out, being a woman, and usually it's the women that make the decisions about buying the house anyway, at least that's been my opinion. You can correct me at any time when you say, Donna, this isn't true.
No, but that is very true.
Right. So women, typically, when they walk into a house, cleanliness is absolutely first and foremost.
That is correct. The big part is cleanliness, but what's really important now today for a lot of people to understand is there is a big disconnect between buyers and sellers. Most buyers today are in the average age of around 32, 35, in sort of the mid-30s, where today's sellers are on average around the 50 age. So, again, how somebody who's in their 50s has lived in their home versus how somebody in their 30s is looking to purchase is very different. Back then, when people in now their 50s, if they've lived in their home for 10, 15, 20 years, you bought the house to turn around and make it your own, and you were looking for deals. Where buyers today are looking to move in on a Friday, entertain on a Saturday, and go back to work on a Monday hassle-free. We've not been brought up in that era to really kind of want to fix up a house. We want a move-in ready house that we don't have to do anything to.
Boy, can I identify with that. I had someone that, in fact, they were in Oregon, and they had purchased a fix-up home. So we were discussing it, and they wanted my position, and I said, what you want to do is make it so that when someone walks into that place, they're just going to go, oh, wow, it has to be spotless. And they said, spotless? What are you talking about? I said, absolutely spotless. They need to feel that all they have to do is unload the stuff from the truck, put it in, and they're ready to go. And that's exactly what you have stated. What is the difference between staging and decorating?
Staging is all about who your target buyer is and focusing the style and the function of the house as to towards the buyer. Where decorating, if I was to walk in, I would be asking the person living in the house, how do you feel? How do you want to live in the house? But when I walk in to do a staging consultation, I'm focused on what is the buyer going to be looking for and what are your biggest selling features in this house. So it's, again, we're going after the widest array of potential buyers, where when you're decorating, you're focusing on sort of one individual or family and how they want the house to look and feel.
Now, competition. Here in the state of Washington, we have some areas like Seattle that are really hot. Outlying areas may not be so hot, although economically they might be. And we have had just a tremendous influx of people. We've got military coming back in, looking for homes. And, gee whiz, there is just so much to think about. Let's start with the outside of a house. And give us a mental journey, if you would, because my listeners don't have one of your DVDs in front of them, which, by the way, I again have to say, I think that what you've done here with staging is so educational, and your DVDs are just absolutely wonderful. So, I mean, this is something that anybody can watch, and you can go through it, and you can choose your section you want to really focus on, and by the time you get through all of them, and I like it that they're so tight in their information. I really, really like that. So someone, if they don't have a lot of time and they're looking at doing this or selling their home, hopefully maybe they'll have as long as a year before that they'd have to do it. I mean, you've got so good, so much good information. I'm gabbing, so let me go and ask you again. Let's start with the outside of the home.
Big thing with the outside of the home is you want to show that it's very low in maintenance. So doing all the necessary repairs that need to be done, because again, if buyers feel that they need to do the work, they may either bring in a lower offer or they may choose to just completely walk away. So I always say to my clients, your house has to be sold three times. First online with great photos, then they will do a drive-by, and if they like what they see on the outside, they will then move to the inside. So you need to wow them at all three steps. So when they come and do the drive-by, you want to make sure that the lawn's cut, the gardens look great, whether it's adding some colorful flowers, mulching. In the winter, biggest thing will be just making sure the driveway is clean and clear, it's salted. Lighting is really important because, again, if people are doing a drive-by more at dusk or coming for an evening showing, you really want to welcome them and draw them in. Painting the front door, again, which will really draw them right to the front door, making sure your garage door kind of blends in. And standing at the end of the driveway, I'm always saying you want to look at it and compare it to the rest of the houses in the neighborhood. So take a look at your house at the end of the driveway, look at all the other houses and say, how does my house compare? What do I need to do to make it stand out? So if you have, for example, three or four houses on the street that are for sale, what do you need to do to make your house stand out from everybody else's so that the buyers will be drawn to that home?
How much does landscaping have to do with this? I mean, you've mentioned, you know, mowing the lawn, that type of thing. But I know some of the homes in our local area that have been on the market in a relatively very, very short period of time, they really had an eye appeal that the color, and of course living in the Pacific Northwest, we have a lot of green naturally anyway, but they really had done quite a good job on that. What, when you're talking about landscaping, maybe somebody hasn't put that much time, effort, or you know, energy into it. What are some simple tips that they could utilize?
Simple tips, again, as you were saying, you have a lot of green, so making sure that your lawn looks great, adding in some flower beds, adding in some shrubbery, some flowers. You don't need to spend a lot. It's all about taking a look at, for one thing, the budget, what you are able to spend, and what are you going to get back, so your return on investment. So we always want to take a look at whatever you're going to spend, you need to at least get your return on investment back or more. So you don't want to go and spend thousands and thousands on landscaping, because you're not necessarily going to get all of that back. So taking a look at what can you do to really spruce up that curb appeal without having to lose on your return on investment.
Let's talk about garages. Not many of them are put on sides of homes. They're put right in the front. That's what they're going to be seeing. Let's talk about the garage, how that garage looks, the garage doors, and all of this, because that is a significant portion of a home.
Exactly. So we always want garage doors to blend in. So you want to, if you need to paint your garage door, freshen it up, make sure that it blends in with the house. So you're picking what we're calling colors that work with your fixed elements, so whether it's brick, siding, stone, whatever the fixed elements are, so that it fades away and it's your front door that needs to pop. So picking, again, a color that is going to complement your fixed elements but is really going to show the buyer that when they pull in, this is where you're going to walk and you're going to enter the house. When buyers look in a garage, again, you want to make sure it's clean, neat, and organized. We have utilized them for storage, which is totally okay. The biggest thing is that you want to make sure it's organized and you have stuff away from the man doors as well as the big door. The ideal situation would be, of course, for storage off-site, but again, depending on the seller's budget, we always work within their budget.
Let's talk about a timeline for selling a house. When you stage a house, what is the particular timeline of expectation? Now, you just talked about how it was a year ago in your area where there, things were, you know, moving very quickly, but now they are. When you go and stage a home, how much time usually does it take, and what kind of a cost is involved here?
Now, it depends on each individual house, but we try and do everything as quickly as possible. We work with both the seller and the real estate agent. The agent will normally tell us when they are ideally wanting to list, because, again, they're looking at the market, they're looking at the comparables and determining, and we will always try and work within that timeline. There are occasions where we will have to extend it because there's potentially more renovations to do, more packing to do, anything like that, and we can't hit it. But we can stage a house, if there's not a huge amount of work, within a day or two, or we have been known to take as much as 2 or 3 weeks because we're having to do more in-depth renovation type things to get the house ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then cost, again, it's going to vary. If the homeowner does everything themselves, then, of course, the cost is a lot lower and you're just looking at material. But if you need to bring in trades, it's going to cost more. If you need to bring in furniture rentals or accessory rentals from the stagers, again, you're looking at a monthly cost from there, and it all depends on sort of what needs to be brought in. But if I had to ballpark, you'd be looking anywhere from, you could say, $500 to maybe $3,000.
Okay, and if somebody had like a four-bedroom house,
yep,
then depending on what you wanted to do, and of course, the seller and you have to work together on this, obviously. So it's just not something set in stone. You'll work with them. And some environments, you might even be able to use their furniture that they have. If you came in and you said, okay, I could use this, 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 and this, then that obviously would make the cost substantially lower. But you brought out a point that I thought was really interesting, and that had to do with windows. Now, energy conservation is such a big thing in the selling of homes, and replacing windows in a house can cost someone, my goodness, depending on the size of windows you've got and how many you've got, it can be up to $30,000. It's a very big investment if someone is living in an older home and they go to replace all those windows. So you have to think about those things very carefully, because that's a lot of money put in a house. But you bring out a point with windows where you say you don't want them covered. You don't want people worrying about their draperies or accessories like that. Tell us why.
Yeah, it's all about selling the architecture and the style of the house rather than the stuff in the house. So when it comes to curtains and blinds, we normally pull them down when we stage, unless, of course, you need it for privacy or you don't have the best view. But we want to, when you've got a great view, that's a selling feature, so we want to really show that off. So if you've got blinds, we pull them up. Curtains, we will normally pull them down because, again, the curtains will actually make the windows look a little bit smaller. You're not allowing as much light in. You're not showing the full size of the windows. Mm-hmm. So we'll normally pull them down. But, yeah, we want to really play up the fact that, for example, you walk into a family room and you've got a fabulous ravine view. That's what we're selling. So we mm-hmm. want to make sure the buyer looks straight through that window and says, you know what, when I walk in here every morning for my coffee, this is what I'm going to look at.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good point. Now, let me ask you a question here. As someone is living in the house, and they may have a family, they may not, but they're not going to be able to go and stay in a Motel 6 while this is all going on. How do you manage that?
It's a bit of a challenge for some people. Of course, you can't really live in a staged house, but again, the more that you do to prepare the house and stage the property, the faster your house is going to sell. So once it's sold, you can go back to living the way that you are. So it's just about changing your lifestyle and sort of how you live in the house while the house is on the market. We do compromise a lot with home sellers. Again, normally we like to have TVs removed, but if it's they're adamant that, for example, they have kids, the kids have to watch TV, that's fine. We will work with that. We may just move it somewhere so it's not the main focal point in the room. But again, we always work with the sellers as to what they are willing to do. We give them the ultimate wish list, and based on their time, their budget, and how they feel about the process, they can decide how much they want to do. We do not force anybody to do anything.
One of the things that you bring up is that in working with someone like you to stage the house, and obviously the staging is going to be for the purpose of selling the house rapidly. You want it as attractive as possible, and you want everything as clean as possible. You talk about people that have things on the side of their house. Often people have, and I know this is with many individuals, and we have done it occasionally, where things are stored on the side of the house, and you say, nope, that's got to go. You have to look at your lights. You have to look at things on the outside that you may want to repair. So all of this is really, if you think about it, when you go through this, you go, this is a bit overwhelming. I mean, how can I deal with this? So if sometimes people have to make fast moves. Sometimes they might be contemplating a sale. And let's say they're contemplating a sale, and maybe you go in and you look at them and say, look, you've really got some major overhauls here. You got to do your flooring because this isn't going to go. You have to do this. Is there a checklist of some type that we can use?
Yeah, like with the DVD also comes a workbook, so you can go through, and it has everything that I've ever come across. Mm-hmm. What we always want to do is we want to prioritize. So we take a look at sort of what can make or break a sale. So again, like storage, as you were saying, on the side of the house, that won't necessarily break a sale. So mm-hmm. we would say, you know what, we want that removed. But say you've got pink carpet throughout the whole house, we're going to say, you know what, that potentially could break a sale or bring you in a very low offer price from a buyer. So leave the stuff on the side. Let's invest in changing the carpet out, or you've got too much furniture. Let's make sure that we remove some of this furniture so it really shows off the size of the rooms. So again, it's about taking a look at what are your priorities and what is actually going to help you get that house sold quickly and for the best price.
in your DVD, you have a bedroom that had a very nice blue wall color, and the room was accessorized quite handsomely. Yet you recommended that this room be changed to a neutral color. Why?
Blues and pinks are the toughest colors to sell. They are great decorating colors, but again, with the blues and the pinks, there's so many different shades, and people are very fussy on that. If you go with a neutral, what that does is it allows buyers to move in, to live there, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, a year, until they determine how they feel in the house and how they want to live in the house. And then they can paint it. If they want to paint the whole entire house yellow, by all means, they can go ahead. But again, by going neutral, you're appealing to the masses rather than leaving, if you've got unusual colors, leaving them, and that's only going to appeal to a very small number. Or again, people are going to walk in and think, I have to paint this house before I move in, and it's going to cost me X amount. Okay, I'm going to reduce my offer price by that amount. And again, buyers will always go high. They will never bring anybody in to quote. So, again, they may say, you know what, I'm going to knock $5,000 off because I've got to paint the whole house, mm-hmm. when really, if you're able to do it yourself, it's only going to cost you paint, or if you have to bring somebody in, it may only cost you $1,500 or $2,000. So by doing that, you're already making $3,000 on that if they're going to knock five off.
Mm-hmm. You talk about looking at a home's fixed elements. Choosing the color that we want to use, a neutral color. What are those fixed elements you need to look at?
Things that you can't change. So, for example, that would be very expensive to change. Siding, brick, in the house, if it's hardwood floors, again, as long as they're a nice neutral color. Potentially some light fixtures, the windows, for example, as well. So anything that is going to be really expensive for you to change that you're not mm-hmm. going to get your return on investment back.
You have a formula chipping away at price, 60-30-10 ratio. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you want to take a look at 60% is sort of the biggest area that we want to focus on, and that's going to be sort of your furniture placement, your big pieces. Then 10% is more of the color, and then you've got your accessories. So taking a look at sort of working from the larger pieces to the medium, and then once you've removed everything, you've got to put back in the what we call the wow factor, so your accessories, your decorative pillows, your art. Just for example, I did a client's house yesterday, and they were very excited about this, but they pre-packed the majority of their house. So when I mm-hmm. walked in, it was very bare, which is not normal for us. Normally we walk in and there's a lot of stuff. So I was suggesting to them, okay, we now need to unpack because you've put everything away and now your house feels very cold and unwelcoming. So you want mm-hmm. to think about that model home effect, where when you walk in there, you get that wow feeling, and it feels like I could live here. So that's the feeling that we're going for when we're working with the 60-30-10 ratio and creating that warm, welcoming environment.
Let's talk about flooring a little bit. That is really something big, and also animals. I was intrigued with how you said if you have anything relating to animals, food bowls, or feeding areas, you don't want them to be seen. And I thought to myself, whoa, somebody's still living in the house and they do have animals. How do you handle that?
Ideally, we always say, of course, when you know there's a showing, take your pet with you. Or if you're able to give your pet to a friend or a family member while the house is on the market. But we always want to make sure that any signs of animals have been hidden away, because some people are allergic or afraid and they may choose not to view the house if they know that there is an animal in the house. Mm-hmm. So, again, some people with cats and they're indoor cats, most of them will kind of hide when people are there. So we're okay with that. And again, we do work with what is going to work best with the seller. But if for dogs and whatnot, we always really suggest to make sure that they're out of the house during showings, because some may be aggressive, they may bark, they may just be overly friendly, and that will, again, the buyers will be more focused on that than rather looking at the house and envisioning themselves living there.
And that is pretty much when you're staging, and once you've got that done, and if you do have children, you really don't want them to be running through the house or anything like that. You really do have to think of it. And I find that because so many people are professionals, and even if they have a family, if the realtor and the stager, if everyone works together, then they're able to go into the house and get that feel. And then the family all cooperates, and it's a challenge because you do have to make sure that everything is sparkling. You show how in the bathrooms you don't have anything out that shows personal stuff. That has to be staged. It has to be absolutely immaculate. And that brings me to another point. In the bathroom, I was so surprised how significant shower curtains were. And tell us about that. That was amazing to me. I was really surprised at that.
Yeah, we always want to use fabric shower curtains because, again, it'll add warmth to it. And you want to make sure that for example, you have a plastic shower curtain and you've had it for a couple of years. It's probably not going to look the nicest. So, again, going back to that cleanliness, when you walk in there and if you see a soap-scummed shower curtain, that could potentially just turn people off and say, you know what, this house just doesn't feel as clean as it should. It doesn't feel spa-like, hotel-like is how I always talk about it. You want to feel like nobody's been in there before, so using a fabric shower curtain adds the warmth. Changing the plastic shower curtain behind to a new one will really sort of clean everything up, and then leaving it open about two-thirds so, again, buyers can just kind of peek their head in and look. They don't feel like they're invading on anybody's privacy as well.
And this cleanliness, I was also fascinated with get rid of if you have a waste paper basket in the bathroom, which most of us do, the toilet bowl brush, that goes underneath the sink. And that's another thing. People look in cupboards, and we need to talk about that. I know we've just got a little bit of time left, in the kitchen, because that's one of the biggest areas, kitchens, family rooms. So you have to be prepared. People are going to peek.
Buyers will look everywhere. That shocks a lot of people when I say that. But when you think about it as a buyer, if you're going through a house, you want to know, is there enough space in these cupboards for all of my stuff? So we want to show the buyers that they have enough space. If your closets or your cupboards are stuffed, buyers may feel that, you know what, there's not enough space for this home seller, there's not going to be enough space for mine. So it's all about going through off-season stuff pre-pack, anything that you're not using regularly, pre-pack. Go through, do your spring cleaning, give away, donate, throw stuff out so that you're showing as much space as possible. It doesn't have to be completely empty, but again, you want to show them the function and that the fact that there is a lot of storage in the house.
Well, Carla, I know we're just about out of time. I am so impressed with what you've done. The DVDs are beautifully presented, and your information is so together. Where can people find out more about this? Because I think that if someone is looking at perhaps selling their home, someone's getting ready to retire, and they would like to be able to do that and want to do it in the most efficient way possible, if someone's in the military and they have property and they want to do something, I think your tips are just absolutely tremendously helpful. Where do they go to find out about it? What's your website?
People can come and visit my website at howtostageyourownhome.com, and they can see some of the clips of the video on there. They can order the DVDs and workbooks. They can also sign up for the newsletters. Follow the blog. So we are constantly updating stuff, putting new tips on, and we're also actually in the process of shooting version 2, which will be out in the fall. So make sure to watch for that as well, because we'll have a lot more information on the next version as well.
Well, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have a real good how-to, if you are even beginning to think about selling your home, relocating to another area, why not get her DVDs? Because they are going to save you so much time and effort. I'm not selling my home, but I already started thinking about the things that would need to be upgraded if I did. So you can even look at how you can start your to-do list so when the time would come, your home wouldn't take that much cost and or effort. Everything from flooring to roof. I mean, you've got it. Basement up throughout. This is a great set. Home staging your own, or excuse me, howtostageyourownhome.com is her website. Home staging, her discs, her DVD set. It is fabulous. Carla, again, I want to thank you for being with me. Her last name is Wohlugh, W-O-O-L-H-O-U-G-H. She's in Canada, but this stuff works everywhere, even if you're in the U.S. Why not take advantage of somebody that's always doing this and learn now what you can do? This is Donna Sebo. Again, Carla, thank you for being my guest. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Welcome, my lords and ladies, to the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, located at Marist Farms in Buckley, Washington. For 3 weekends in August, starting August 7th and 8th, we will transport you back to the days of old, where magic and merriment reign. Come see the multitude of musicians, dancers, jugglers, gypsies, peasants, nobles, pirates, and prestidigitation. That's magic for you commoners. Learn to swing a sword or shoot a bow and be knighted by Her Majesty the Queen. Hold your breath as jousters wheel their mounts around to engage in full contact combat on the field of battle. Sign on to sail the seas with scurvy pirates, or sit down with friends and family for turkey legs and a fine brewed ale. Delights abound for the young and old at the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair, so come one and all, starting August 7th and 8th, for fun and excitement, and may your day be fair. For tickets and info, go to www.washingtonfair.com.
Phone lines are now open, and if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, I'd be delighted to do so. And if you're a first-time listener, you're wondering what I'm talking about, all I am saying is, as a psychic, as a mental practitioner, if you would like me to give you some insights, just call in to 888-815-9756. I'll just want your first name or your initial, then I'll tell you what I perceive. And, of course, you're welcome to ask a question about anyone or anything that you like. And then also, of course, I do like to know where you're calling in from. And then after that, if you have something specific that's on your mind, you can discuss that too. So, anyway, 888-815-9756 is the toll-free number that you can call into, and that is worldwide. I'm going to share with you a crab meat, a Creole crab meat casserole, if I have time today. So get a pad of paper and a pen handy so that we can share a little bit of that with you. And heck, anything that makes preparing something easier is always good to know about. And that's what we are going to be discussing later on today, is a good recipe. Especially, do you like fish? Crab? Oh, I think crab is wonderful. And I've got that recipe for you that was shared with me, and I'll share it with you. Also, I wanted to mention, for those of you who are in the state of Washington, I have free passes. I still have a few of those left for the Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fantasy Fair. This is just such an awesome event. And for those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I talk about this frequently because it's coming up. That's right. I'm giving away the free passes in advance because the first three weekends in August are the times when this is going on. It's weekends only. Fabulous family event, and the weather in the state has just been absolutely awesome. So it's just so much fun. You get to wear costumes. You've just got all kinds of activities going on. Now, these are free family passes. So two adults and two children can be with a pass. And if you would like to get one, all you have to do is call my office, which is 800-872-8852. We'll get your mailing information from you, and it'll go off into the mail, so you'll have it in time, plenty of time for the big event. Also, you can send me an email saying free ticket in the subject line, just something that helps me to identify because I get so many emails every day. If you'll do that for me, that's terrific, and then that'll pop right up, and I'll be able to get it off in the mail to you. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Also, I wanted to remind you that you can use that same email if you have had a particular psychic intuitive experience that has had a big impact on your life, on your thinking. I'd love for you to share it with me. I'm putting together a book of 100 stories that will be compiled about different people and their experiences, and I would like to have yours to include in the book. So if you will pop that off to me, I would really appreciate it. Send it via email. If you want to send it snail mail, you can do that too, but email is a lot easier. But snail mail is P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. So that's what's coming up there. I do have some appearances on radio that are evolving, and they'll be coming up for the month of August. And as soon as I get all the details, I will let you know. Could be something in Philadelphia. Could be something in Alabama, in Texas. I've got a number of things that are happening, and maybe even Las Vegas. So whatever evolves, I'll be sure to share it with you so you and your friends can make note of it and tune in if you so desire. There are so many things going on in life, and sometimes we feel as if we are stumped. This is a fabulous, fabulous story about a little doxy. Now, doxies, I have a special spot, soft spot in my heart for, because when I was a little girl, we had one called Skippy. Boy, they're opinionated. Of course, they're part of the terrier family, and they have minds of their own, and they're extremely loyal dogs, but they also are extremely intelligent, as most terriers are. But who would think that a little person, a little doxy, that maybe would have been, years ago, put down, would end up affecting so many people's hearts and minds? Well, I have in front of me a picture of a little doxy named Frankie. Now, Barbara Teckel is the woman that owns Frankie. Now, this was a little six-year-old doxy. Frankie had fallen and ruptured a disc in her back. Now, Frankie, hey, we pet owners can relate. Our pets are like our children, yes. They really love this dog. However, she was absolutely amazed that her dog, because of this situation, that she ended up losing her use of her back legs. And the vet said, your dog is perfectly healthy. Why don't you get a little harness? Now, this little doxy, if ever you've been around doxies, you know they're on the go all the time. They just are constantly checking everything. They've got their little doggy noses into whatever may be coming around, and they will let you know if anything's going on that they think you should know about. And Barbara was just amazed at how her six-year-old doxy was able, with physical therapy, to adapt to be able to go for walks. Well, what was amazing to Barbara, she didn't know how people would respond to this. Now, her neighborhood knew the dog. The neighborhood was very much aware of how wonderful this little person was, and they would always recognize Barbara and her hubby and Frankie when they were out walking about. But Barbara was a little apprehensive when she was taking her little person out for the first time after going through doggy therapy with Frankie. She thought, oh, gee whiz, maybe some people are going to be critical, saying to me maybe I should have put my dog down. Do you know she got exactly the opposite? People were absolutely amazed. They were so supportive and gave Frankie all kinds of positive attention. The kids just were in awe. They would say, cool wheels. Ooh, look at what this little dog Frankie is doing. And one day something in particular happened that affected her and her thinking in a very special way. There was a little boy that saw Frankie and was playing with Frankie and said to Barbara, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's what's inside that counts. Now, I don't know how old the little boy was, but she said, wow, this is a really smart kid. Any concerns she had about her little person using apparatus to get around, it totally went out the window. In fact, something else came into her mind. She said she wanted to help others, to see that if challenges affect your life, physical challenges, whatever, you can adapt and you can have purpose. So she decided she was going to publish the book, Frankie the Walk and Roll Dog. Now that's the walk, W-A-L-K. And Roll Dog. She's also got a website, joyfulpaws.com, joyfulpaws.com, and she has a blog. Frankie answers all of his email fans. And she is just having the time of her life. She started taking Frankie to schools and hospitals. Boy, what an inspiration. That little doxy would be all over the place. And these kids and individuals that saw this heart in this little doxy just were so inspired. They said, nothing stops her. She's just really going for everything. Now, Barbara's been getting emails and comments from people all over the country. And there was a mother that wrote her about her three-year-old son who was born with cerebral palsy. Her son was angry. And he's only three. That he had to wear braces until she read to her son Frankie's story. Her son turned to her after listening to the story and said, well, I'll wear my braces just like Frankie does. Barbara said, this little dog is having a tremendous impact. Now, she ended up taking Frankie to Chicago for a fundraiser, and it was just fabulous. Now, Frankie, well, he's matured since Barbara first had this apparatus placed on him. It's actually 4 years forward now. Frankie's 10 years old. And she said, there isn't a day that goes by that Frankie doesn't have an impact on people, showing that all things are possible if you just keep on rolling. I just love that. I had to share that with you today. And there are so many things that we can get so caught up with it, make us think we are stuck, that we don't have any options. And when you think of Barbara, who she went through her phases of concern and worry, the vet presents her an option, she follows through with it, and then Frankie is just going right along saying, okay, if I have to adapt, I adapt. We human beings can adapt too. Regardless of what our life experience may have been, we can shift and change and possibly have such an effect that we are able to touch other people's lives in a way and manner that inspires them. And that is a magic. And we all have it within ourselves. So keep the faith. Don't feel like you cannot go forward. You can. There may just have to be a different approach, a different option. Remember, the universe does know what it's doing. But lots of times, we get a little pushy, and we are not willing to let go and to let flow what may be opportunity for us to experience. So whenever you're feeling like you're having a bit of a hard time, remember this little dachshund, who at 6 years of age lost use of its legs because of a ruptured disc. But at 10 years of age, it's going strong because it found the right apparatus so that it could keep on rolling. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, I'll have that crab recipe for you and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Quick like a bunny, I want to let you know about who else is going to be with me this week. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about what I'm participating in Washington, but an event that's held across the country, and that is Renaissance Fairs. Now, Renaissance Fairs were conceived by a woman in California, and when she started out with the concept, little did she realize that it was going to end up being something that would go nationwide, that millions of people across the country participate in, and even now in some areas of the world. I was watching a program last night where there was an event that reminded me so much of the Renaissance Fair. They had a different name to it. The people were in costumes of period and just having the time of their life. So it's really big. We're going to be talking with Doug Jacobson about a movie that has been done on this. It's a historical movie. And then on Thursday, we're going to be talking about how to know if it's time to go. Now, we're not talking about dying. We're talking about dying relationships. Dr. Lawrence Birnbaum is going to be my guest. How do you know when you should step away? If you're in a relationship or know of someone that's having a difficult time in leaving what might be a very unhealthy environment for one reason or another, I think they'll find this interview of very good use. Now, Good Medicine, A Return to Common Sense is going to be with Carol Roberts. We're going to be talking with her, and she's going to have some real down-to-earth suggestions about keeping yourself well so that you don't have to go to the doctor any more than necessary, and taking a proactive approach about your own wellness. So we've got a great lineup of people this week, and I invite you to join me. And remember, if you want to check out any of the guests that are coming up, there's also the listing under bbsradio.com, Station 1, The Donna Sebo Show. All you have to do is go in, tap it, and you'll find out about the guests that have been prior, if you're interested in checking out any of the archives, and also those guests that are going to be coming up. We've got just a tremendous lineup of people from all around the globe that have special gifts that they are willing to share with you about their insights, their personal life experiences, and just like my guest Carla today, real practical information that can make your life a much more fulfilling experience. Okay, have that pad of paper, and let's go for a Creole crab meat casserole. Now, this is something that you can prepare in advance. The flavors actually become more, how do I want to say, they become more mellow, richer if you prepare it the day before. And you can always adjust the seasonings for your particular taste, but this is how simple it is. You're going to need to preheat your oven to 325 degrees, and these are the ingredients you're going to need. You're going to need 8 ounces of crab meat. That can be canned or it can be fresh. You need 1 cup of instant uncooked rice, 1 cup of instant uncooked rice, 1 onion, and you want to chop that finely. You need 1/2 of a green pepper, an orange pepper, a yellow or red pepper. Just need 1/2. You're going to need 10.5 ounces of tomato soup. This is really simple. These are things that many of us already have in our cupboards. 10.5 ounce of tomato-based soup. Now, if you are a person that is wheat sensitive, because there is a bit of flour in tomato-based soups, then you can get a gluten-free for that. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of oil, 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 1 teaspoon of Tabasco, or your favorite hot sauce to taste, 1 teaspoon of salt, an 8-ounce can of tomatoes, preferably roasted tomatoes, because you're going to have that little bit of a smoky taste to them. But if you can't get that, then use whatever your favorite chopped tomato would be. And then you're going to need 1/2 cup of shredded mozzarella cheese. Now, if you don't want the cheese, you don't have to have it, but it does add a nice touch. Now, this is how simple it is. You mix all of these ingredients together, put them in a greased 2-quart casserole dish, cover it with foil, and bake it for 35 minutes. If you want to add the cheese, which I think is a wonderful touch, add your mozzarella cheese after you've baked it for 35 minutes. Let it, you know, just put it right back in for an additional 5 minutes or until it's got that nice golden brown hue to the cheese. And you're ready to go. And if you're going to be going to a potluck, if you're going to be doing anything that where you need something prepared ahead of time, this is so savory and so flavorful. If you've got a busy schedule like I do, it is really, really nice. Very nice. So I wanted to share that with you today. And that is something that will go anywhere, will travel well, and you can even take it to the beach. You know, if you're going on a special picnic somewhere, lots of people like to get out and do a lot of outdoor activities. It really travels well. So if you were going someplace, it'd be easy enough to heat it up, and you're ready to go. Job seeking, how many of you are out there looking for work? Well, I had some tips that were passed along to me, and I think that they're very significant because I find many times in different environments when I'm talking with employers and their requirements and what they're looking for, there are some things that really are significant. One of the biggest things that is affecting people being hired. Now, this isn't straight across the board, but if you are a smoker, you need to be aware that there are more and more people as employers that are not allowing smoking in the environment. I think of a manufacturer that because of insurance costs, that was mandatory. So they had one or two employees that did smoke. And they said, if you're going to smoke, you have to be off the premises. You cannot be on the premises at all because the insurance companies are so strict about this. So this is something that has become such a major concern that there are some businesses that are requiring applicants to take a nicotine test ahead of time. That I had not heard about, so I thought I would pass it along to you. Even at companies without an official policy, if you're a smoker, you're less likely to be hired because they have all of these statistics about people who smoke are sick more frequently. And if an insurance company knows that you've got employees that smoke, the rates for the company are going to go up. But don't pretend, because they'll find out. When you're a smoker, your clothes carry the odor. So you need to remember this is something that's very, very significant. And I really have been amazed at how much more of an impact that has than it has ever had before. Also, if you know you're going to go in for an interview, see if you can do a little bit of a rehearsal with someone. See if you can find somebody that will be willing to put you through an interview process. If you haven't done it for a while, you may want to go to a website called bettertalking.com where you will be able to do a mock phone interview. Your answers will be recorded and they'll be played back to you. In today's world where so many people, especially younger people, are accustomed to texting, they are surprised when they go to an interview that you're going to have to communicate. You need to be articulate. You need to be able to express yourself well, and this will take some practice. And if you've been out of the workforce for a while, it makes a difference. So you can get critiques. And just realize those critiques will assist you. I was talking with someone this morning, and they were giving me some insight. And you know what? I'm looking at the clock. We're out of time. This is Donna Sebo. Join me tomorrow. We've got a great guest. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. I'm so sorry. I had some more tips. We'll have to do that another time. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.